holding over here in Yudalit Esvav, and we saw the first point that he puts down here is the Tachlis HaBriya is that a person be mashlim himself, which means there was a chisaron. And I think it's important to be medayek almost every word here. First of all, he wanted that a person be mashlim himself. There's a difference between something that's missing to something that has holes in it. In other words, when we speak about the problems that came about after the mission did Averis, the mashal to that would be as if there's a hole in it. There's a difference between something which needs another stage. When you're building a building, and the building is supposed to be 5 floors, and you're up to the 3rd floor, it's missing 2 floors. It's not. It doesn't have a hole in it. If you have a building and somebody blasted a hole in it, you now have a hole in it. It's important to bear in mind distinction. Adam was created not bad, but with a need to be mashlim. 1. 2, himself. In other words, he is the mashlim of himself, which Ramchal says in other places, is similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is self-sufficient. So it's like the dream is to build robots that build robots, or a program that can program itself, kind of, it can write its own programs. In a certain sense, the shleimus of Adam is that he was mash himself, and it's tzelmel akim in the most powerful way possible. That it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mocher HaMetzias, so Adam obviously has a big head start from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at the end of the day, he is the mashlim of himself.
And La'avdu L'shamra would be that process of...
Yes, La'avdu L'shamra would be that process. Even though theoretically it's the gan that he's doing, that he was being mashlim, but the person is mashlim himself by being mashlim the gan. Okay? And then he says, we spoke last time about the means and the accomplishment being the same. The mashal we gave last time was when you build your own table, the hanah that you have afterwards is the hanah of that which you built, both in terms of the object and in terms of the sense of nachas ruach that I'm eating off a table that I myself made. He said, wow, you said a lot. And I'm just waiting to see what are you going to build on this. And then he said, I won't understand until I actually flesh out what's included in this. This is something, by the way, which is one of the ways in which we understand the relationship to Hashem. Let's take an example in the Geisha world, in the secular world. Let's say Geisha world. You have laws, like very very fundamental laws of physics, for instance, where it says for every action there is an opposite and equal reaction. Okay, fine. You know, beseda. So what? And it kind of, the law doesn't say anything more than that, and it doesn't seem to carry much more information than that, and that's it. How many times can you chaz it over? But so much follows from that. In other words, the simplicity of a formulated law includes a lot of chidushim in it. So when we speak about the koach hadiyuk that we talk about, it's to be able to draw out of a precisely formulated law a tremendous amount of information. So this, and you don't really know it. So let's take an example. A pasuk in the Torah. A pasuk in the Torah is a pasuk in the Torah. When Chazal begin to darshan it, you realize lemafreya what's laying in the pasuk. It says, I believe it says it in one of the sfarim that I'm a kubla on the gra, maybe the Sayas Eliyahu, maybe one of those, that the Seif Yomav, he learned just Chumash, because everything's included in Chumash. If we would learn Chumash all our lives, we'd be Amaratzim. And the Gaon also didn't learn it all his life. But once you understand what's in it, so now you see it in the Pasuk. The Tachlis of Torah Shebaal Peh, there's an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that says that it says by Rabbi Akiva was Kreshuk Sharim to the Oisius. So he says that that is the Tachlis of learning is the Chibur of Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebaal. At the end of the day, it's all written in. But from the Chumash itself, we know nothing. The Chumash says nothing. When you start chewing on the words, on the psukim, on this and that, that's when you get a sense of the meaning in the pasuk, and that's why. And here also, he's saying a yesod. And okay, sounds good. Because Baruch Hu wants to be master. We must have heard it at least 1,000 times, and it doesn't seem to answer any of the questions we have. So he says, I realize that you're going to build on it much, and we, you know, and it's something that we figure out what. But he says, I want to ask you one thing. Is there a reason behind the reason? We're at a crossroads here in a certain sense. First of all, reasons go infinitely. What's the reason for the reason? What's the reason for the reason? What's the reason for that reason? What's the reason for the other reason? So the question, what's the reason, is going to be is something that Chor has no solve to it. That's a problem. And secondly, the reason in we always say when we speak about, if I ask you, why did you do this? Why did Yosef go into Kirov? So what?
Still wondering that. I'm on it.
So it's the side benefits, not the money. So that answer has two parts to it. One part deals with what do you get out of, like sort of, what are the things out of Kirov? Like the money, like Ari said, the cover, there's that. There's a second half to it. Why do you need these things? In other words, if I choose to be, a politician. So a politician gets a lot of cover, let's say. Officially, he's not supposed to get a lot of money. If I go into business, I'm supposed to get a lot of money. Maybe not so much cover. So one way is to be magdir. Why was I doing this? Or maybe I can't do anything better than that, or whatever. The second question is, so why do I have a need for covered lots of money or whatever, and so on and so forth? The second question has obviously no counterpart in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is nothing in the world that has any, there's no way we can talk about it without it being kfira. Because that, whenever I say why did you do it, meant something was missing. And that can't be. So that question is a non-question. Somebody once told me there was a yid, a very fine yid, a very, very, very frum and erlich and dovik arch baruch hu and so on, bal tshuva in his later life. And can't re, you know, so he's found in his, I think, breastless or whatever. So he went out saying, because arch baruch hu was lonely, and he created men who should be so lonely. And they're trying to convince him that that's kfira. And he felt that's what it says in the Sfarim. You know, I mean, he can only read English and so on. And it's hard to understand any answer like that is kfira. The question is kfira. The question is it should not be applicable. However, what we can refine is the person himself. He's asking now what's behind it. So let's see. Amar Secha Tam Pasha Vutole B'Tshuva Shel Acher Shehid Lama Rotzei Kadosh Baruch Hu Liver Nivraim. Why do you want Nivraim? Amar Neshama Toshiv Ata Lecha V'Li Milsa Neshama Tavai. Okay, good point. So let's figure that both out. So he says, Oma Seicho, Ma Shenuchel Hasik Bin Yazehu, Korkel Yisbar Shmei Hu Tachlis HaTov Vaday. Now, the Omno Mechok HaTov Lehetiv, the Zehu Ma Sherot Yisbar Shmei Livin Avroyim Te Shuchel Lehetiv Lehem, Kim Ein Mekabel HaTov Ein HaTov. Now, what do we gain? In other words, he's kicking the question one step back, or two steps back. What do we gain? Why didn't you just tell him, you know, quit while you're ahead? Let's stop here and so on. So, in the way in which we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are two stages. Mitzad the Pnimius and Yanim. There's a stage where I can be very specific about what's the game plan. Lamashal, what is a person supposed to do in this world? Shulcharach. Take out a Shulcharach from Aruch Chaim till the end of Chayish Mishpat. This is what Kach Boko wants a person to do in the world. And it's true. Then I can ask a second time, and what's the Klal Gadol of all of this? The answer would be Toiv. That word Toiv, it's not just I push back the question. So why didn't I answer the question to start? What's going on with the president of the world? Toiv. The answer is there's a darga at which the question can be answered specifically. There's a darga where the question can't be answered specifically, but as a klal gadol, which has the maila of being a step further back, and the chisern that by being a step further back, it can't be quantified. We can't specifically... So if I ask a person, what is the Erlich Chaim supposed to do? Well, the answer is, he's supposed to do Shulchan Aruch, which is the Ratzon Hashem. Someone was told me over a veritable that Chassidim say that the Chassidim are in awe or in fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Litvaks are in awe or in fear of the Shulchan Aruch. So I told the person, you know, obviously, in case you haven't guessed it, it's knocking the Litvaks. I told him, I said, yes, but there is one maila about being in awe of the Shulchan Aruch, that what the Shulchan Aruch wants, we know. What the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, it depends who you ask. He asked Lubavitch, asked Satma, asked this half of Satma, that half of Satma, this half of Lubavitch, that half of Lubavitch. Everybody's got a Kadosh Baruch Hu on their side. So you because it's vague, you can run into the problem of not knowing what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants and doing whatever you think you want. So when we're dealing with Inyanim and the Pnimius of spheres and so on, there's a darga of clarity. Up to a certain point, we're defining things in specific ways, and then there is a gray area where we can define it in broad strokes, but that's it. We just understand. Let's give a marshal in something else. Mashiach, there's two prokim in the Rambam about Mashiach. Credentials, benefits, everything about Mashiach. Mashiach fits into a sefer called, a halacha is called Melachim. And he comes very clearly defined. Anything that we need to know about Mashiach is very clearly defined. How he presents himself, when we accept him, what are his dinim, what can he do, what can he do, and so forth. Tchias HaMesim, which is a higher darga, all we know about it is that it exists. We have no insight into the details of Tchias HaMesim because it's a much further back and it's a much higher up on the scale of the tzura of the world. So we know we are aware of its existence, Vesulei Midi. So here also, if we want to ask a specific, define Avodah Zarah specifically. What are you doing? The answer is you are being mashlim yourself. You're being mashlim yourself, and by the fact that you are making your own ashlama means that you reach perfection, and that's what you're supposed to do. What's the klal gadol of the reason behind it, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hatava to the world. If we're looking for a one-word phrase to cover it all, lehetiv is the right phrase, and b'meila, it is so lehetiv is it's higher up on the ladder, but it's more vague, and it includes other elements in it, and b'meila, it doesn't give us that much more information.
Why is that? Because Baruch Hu is hatova to us, if we're being mashlam ourselves.
Because if I were to ask you, you have a son. What is the, you obviously want to be mate with your children. What is the biggest hatav you can do? A, endow them with hundreds of millions of dollars, or give them the tools for earning and accomplishing things that are very successful. You'll pick the second one. And we instinctively understand that the child, to give the child the ability to do it himself, is really the what's important.
So I thought Rabbi asked, what's the point? But the point is that it gives the whole thing a time, right? I mean, I could be doing the whole thing, but how do I do it? What's the...
Correct. It functions... It's the exact way... What's the purpose of learning Kabbalah? And Lemaisa, what you're supposed to do, says a Shahar. So what's the point? The answer is, when you do something with understanding, it has a flavor in it, it has a depth, an emotional depth, an intellectual depth, that you can't get just in the Olam HaMaisa. It should not. In other words, I need to have a disclaimer, or not a disclaimer. What's it called? When you reveal your hidden interests. No, there's a word for it. We're writing an article.
Disclosure.
Yes. Disclosure. For the sake of disclosure, I'm a Litvak, and even though I like other things, at the end of the day, we believe that whatever it is a stira, halacha wins. And there are a handful of places which halacha goes with the Zohar. The Goyen says there is no real stira. In places like Chabad, they claim they go with Kabbalah and so on, and that can be reasonably said to have created some issues. It's one of the things. I don't remember if I was there by Fabrengen or I heard the tape. It was the years when I used to go there for Fabrengen's. They were busy those years writing. Writing a Sefer Torah Shel Mashiach. It must have been in the late 60s. There was a Sefer Torah that the Friedrich Rebbe left over, whatever it was. And by everybody buying an oisnit, all Kleisos Meshut Ibn Mitzvah, and everybody was Meshut Ibn Mitzvah, there was like a big campaign. So some Chacham, I don't know if it was someone of Friedrich Chabad, went and asked Rabbi Moshe Feinstein if he ate six years of Sefer Torah by buying an ois there. So Ramesh said no, obviously. So this person went back to Rebbe, and Ramesh finds it was one of the few Golem they held him. He was, there were two or three that they were kind of okay with. Most others were indifferent or antagonistic. So Ramesh said, Rebbe spoke, and he said, first of all, the Shoyl who asked the question didn't ask the question right. He didn't know what to ask, or the question was wrong, whatever it is. Secondly, he says, if you're going to follow if you're going to be a stickler for every last bear hatev, the bear hatev is like the mishabur. There's no mishabur. You're there for every last bear hatev. That's not how you're going to bring the gula. You don't bring Mashiach by sticking to every last hatev. That type of comment was the comments that aroused tremendous opposition, because the fellow down the road in the conservative school said the same exact thing. There was also the point of it that halacha sometimes needs to be loosened a little bit, because the goal is Mashiach, Tikkun Olam, membership. I don't know what the goal is, Jewish identity. And if halacha is too restrictive, we need to, listen, it's just like when you function bureaucracy, you recognize it's good, it's nice to follow the rules, but sometimes you need to bend the rules. And in my mind, that is the beginning of the end. and it's treif in its own right. But understand that's where now there is some kolam halacha. For instance, it says in halacha we use drocher darche noam is part of the tools of Chazal to determine lulav, this, that, by yibum. But it's a very tricky because we can't sit down with a Shulchan Aruch and a drocher darche noam meter and say, I think second day yontif is no longer drocher darche noam out. You know, first day yontif, well, maybe, you know, that's not, so it's tricky. But it is used to some degree, but not...
within the ma'arechet of Shulchan Aruch, just in terms of my own priorities, I mean, when there's a makom for reshus, how I want to invest my time, like...
If there's a makom for reshus, then absolutely, that's where the big picture makes sense. Within the framework of reshus, there's Yud Beis Shvatim, Yud Beis Sharim, all of that applies at that time. That is correct. Those are all correct in terms of the priorities. But al kopanim in halacha when it confronts halacha, no. Omar says, "Mashenuch asigina zehu karkez vashu tachas atov vaday ve'omnom micho katov leheitiv." And it's very important to understand how to teach this. Because if I say you are a citizen of America, and by being defined as a citizen, it automatically means that you're required to follow the laws, and the country has a chiyuv klapei you. It sounds like this sentence might sound like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is of the gender called Toif. He has been already classified. And if he's Toif, so let's say if I tell you a certain animal is a female. So by saying it's a female means it carries the X. It carries the passive element. Whatever it is, by defining something, that's Mechayev something. You know, if I say something is living, it's Mechayev that it have a system for this, that, or the other thing. To say by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's been pre-tagged as Tov, and therefore he must follow the laws of Tov, again, is Kfirah Dik. What you want to say is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been described as Tov. Our big picture is Tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has placed in this world the biggest circle, it's called Tov, and B'Mela, one of the elements of Tov, is lehetiv.
But where does that come from? That's just a common sense principle that the nature of Tov is lehetiv?
Right, that is, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the big circle that I've drawn around the world is called Tov, so of the elements in Tov is lehetiv. We call HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon Tov. So anything which you say is, you know, Hayita Bene Hashem, it means the Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one of the things that we have noticed about the Ratz, about Tov, is that Tov is a mative. Risha sticks to itself. It's one of those things that I always wonder about. When an atheist is busy, there's somebody in England now, I've got Dawkins, maybe his name is, or he put out, like, I saw huge ads on the buses. It says GDHD probably doesn't exist, so enjoy life. So my child is like this: if I were an atheist, the last thing I would do is Zikr Rabin. I would go off to the beach and enjoy myself, let all the from people not go to the beach. Why would I need to get everybody else? Where's that lehetiv? What's driving me? I once got a letter. You get like these huge mailings, you know, for tzedakah. So you have like 101 causes, 1,001 causes. This I got a letter from some sort of, I've got a group for the advancements of science and knowledge, and it says that Rachmana Litzlan, the creationists today are in full force battle, and evolution is mamish under siege, and who knows how many kinderlach are being shmad, and they believe in creation. So I should send $18 or $20 or $100 to help the cause. I wondered if he gets harfid or it says I haven't figured out what it
is. But
what's the what do I care that a kid in Tennessee believes in God? Like it's not disturbing me in any sense. It's the school I sent my kid to, so let him believe. What do I care? In Toiv, part of Toiv is Lahetiv. How can you sit there when someone else lives in ignorance, poverty, misfortune, suffering, and so on? That is part of Toiv. So the Toiv, one of the expressions, one of the manifestations of Tov is Lahetiv. Because if there's no Mekabel, Tov is something that expands to the other. And if there's no other who's being Mekabel Tov, there's nothing going there. In order that be so, yeda bechachmas and iskava, sharosh mekablois and megiya kapam. He understands that the mekablim need to do it by themselves. Kaoz yu heim balei atoivahu, they will become the balei atov. It will be theirs. V'lo yisherlem boishes panim bekablim atoiv, and they won't have boishes panim kimisha mekabel stoka macha. It's a famous Shalmid that says, if you eat something that's not yours, then you're embarrassed to look at the person who's giving it to you. There's another knach here, which is sort of muvlan what he's saying, and it goes like this. The person... this is my hand because it's me, part of me, and I feel this to be me. If I earn something, I also feel it to be part of me, and it's incorporated in me, and it's part of my atzmius. So if I worked hard, really sweated, I grew the wood, I chopped the tree, I built this table is mine, like my hand is mine, and I don't feel like it's like there's a gap. If I get it as a gift from you and a not deserved gift in any special way, the table is always your table, now my table, and it's like a bump on the log. It's extra. It's not me, and therefore I can't really enjoy it. I can't integrate it to myself because it's always someone else's. It's just like when you're staying at a motel. And versus staying at somebody's house. When you stay at someone's house, even if it's nice and wonderful, everything good, I'm staying in his house. I'm always living a sensation that I'm staying in someone else's house. If a person stays in a motel, it's my night, my day. I paid $3 for it, that's mine. In terms of the sense of something being able to be nana from it, there's a much greater hanoah when I actually sense it as being part of myself. That's the point.
So that's going back to the point a minute ago with the nature of Tov is to be native. So would you say that our inherent sheifa to be native, to be
mezakevul, is a result of Tov?
Is a result of
that which is Tov. Tov is a hispashtus of mode, and therefore it hatova is to be native is a very strong sense of Tov. A mother is always seen as Tov because she's a mated. And the sense of going out of yourself is part of our strongest sense of Tov that we have.
How would you define the word Tov? For somebody to say the tachlis of the world is Tov.
Well, we can't define it, we can sense it. So just like I say, how do you define red? So on a physical level, you can define red as a certain wavelength. But all I can tell you is I can just point to the places that arouse a sensation of red in me. So that's all I can do. So what I can do is we all have a sense of what Tov is, and that's the Klal Gadol of the Bria.
You say the Taklis of the Bria is Tov. You wouldn't say that.
The Klal Gadol of the Bria is Tov. The Bria, the Ratzon, the biggest circle of the Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach will label Tov. It's the pieces of the Bria that we sense as Tov is part of the great Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
his ratzon for us, or his ratzon, not his ratzon be'etzem?
The ratzon expressed in the bria. The ratzon that made the bria. Like we said, we're drawing a clear divider between his own psychology versus what we live in, the reality we live in.